Yes. The contest, yes.
For those of you who are watching us, remember we are talking about the Imbalu session that happens every even year, which means every after 2 years.
After 1 year. Yes.
Then you jump a year.
And then
you have an event going on.
Yes.
Mm. We are looking at this, and the question is, because we are looking at this documentary we are documenting right now, it's looking at how does the Imbalu and the Kadodi dance literally contribute? How does it contribute to the development and the positive initiation of energies of innovation and development towards the area? Because our culture, sometimes we as African, our culture plays a big role in our development. Our culture can either degrade us or reduce us and hinder progress in development. Or culture, also the way we dance, especially the way we entertain ourselves and what we practice through music and dancing and movies and all this, it can also contribute towards our development if we intentionally design it to do that. But now let me ask you a question. Yeah? Mm-hmm. As we are speaking about this, we're going to look at the spiritual aspect of Kadodi dance.
Yes.
Because spiritually, that's where you discover spiritually, where is it taking us?
Mm.
What are we doing? And who are we doing it for when we discover that? It's running.
Mm.
And, pop, you know, I was discussing with somebody. He said to me, he said, because I asked him that, how do you see that this Kadodi beneficial in the developing of the community? And he says, I don't really see that. Because right now, the Kadodi dance is, okay, the culture is positive.
Mm.
It brings people together.
Mm.
But we know that if we have music
and
we have a stage, then you have merchants and vendors that come. Depending on the spiritual vibration of the culture and the stage.
Yes.
That was set stage. You will have people selling alcohol.
Mm.
You will have people selling drugs.
Mm.
You have people selling condoms.
Mm.
You have people selling their lodges where people are going to lodge and hotel and motels. All these will be open businesses during that week.
Mm.
Now, I had somebody also say that during that season, pregnancies run high in percentage.
That's
due
true.
To the fact that sex is misused and abused.
That's true.
Condoms are thrown all over the place.
Mm.
Now, how can we now take that? Because I think that's what we called as the misusing of resources. Yeah?
Resources, yes.
How can we now take those resources and transform the staging, the spiritual aspect of the drum, the music, the aim, and take that and transform it so that even the businesses that are run around that carry on a positive aspect. Now, for those ways that we can do that, can that be done? And if possibly it can be implemented, just throw in some ideas there.
Yes, it's a little challenging. It's a challenging question. But you know, it's possible. Actually, this dance or this part of the cultural celebrations, actually they can be transformed for our own good. Just as you mentioned before, the aspect of unity, when we come together in that unity and you know, harmony, it does. But when you look onto the negative part, you know, we can transform it, but also it takes hard work and a collective, you know, a collective kind of approach so that this actually can be improved. You know, we have different personalities and different people with different mindset and different beliefs
and
arguments and all that.
Political opposition
exactly,
against each other.
Exactly. With different interests. Some of the interests, selfish interests. So, you know, that's why I told you that actually it might be a little hard, but I know it's also possible with
it's
time.
Achievable.
It's achievable. If we give it the due attention and the hard work in it and time.
Collective aim. Seeing the mistakes
and then
as a collective team, we're trying to change and transform it. It can be done.
It can be done. Not just being rigged, that this is what who we are, even with all the, I'm sorry to say this, but all with the rubbish, what doesn't actually benefit us, and maybe it's even deteriorating and making future generation to be destroyed, and then we just want to go with that because it is our culture. Whether people are being raped, whether food stuffs are being destroyed. Because during this time, actually, they also destroy food. You know, you find that it is actually a season. August is a season when food crops, plantation is they're about to be harvested, like from August to around September. But now you find that when people are celebrating and are going to...
They
run over the plantations. They are destroying. Plantations where people have actually invested in man and time. But because they are going to circumcise their candidate...
And somebody and said it like this. He said that when the drum plays, if a woman is home cooking for the husband, she will literally forsake the food on the sigiri, the food on the... on the fire, and then run after the drum.
Yeah.
And she might even return after a week.
it happens. I remember.
The food is burnt, yeah?
I remember when we actually were young, in primary school. You hear the drums, you begin to jump even in the windows. You have had the kado there, and then, you know, you are all, you know, commotion.
There is no respect of the teacher teaching.
The teacher is running. You pupils, you're also running and jumping. Over the windows. And then from there, you know, normally like when a candidate is dancing for the circumcision day, he dances for 3 days. Now, those 3 days, he visits different friends and relatives before now the final day, the third day when he's circumcised. So you find that actually children who went to school or were in class are running after Kadode, and they go on Kadode for 3 days. Actually, they're not coming home until when? The candidate is circumcised. And sometimes actually they get lost there. Sometimes they, you know...
If they are girls, they get sexually.
And some of them actually are raped and then even they remain there in a hideout. And some...
Because they are ashamed to return home.
So those are some of the things actually that we have to evaluate.
The show you've been listening to or you're about to listen to has been brought to you by Change Mindset Magazine. This message will be continued in the next part.